莱昆的知音服务员厅，今天是2020年11月17日，我们荣幸的邀请到了卡查姆斯阿米，我们讲解圣典不教堂，请聆听哈瑞克什呢。马拉，
你好，你好。
So we are ready.
Okay.Jai Radha Madhava Javiha Jai Radha Madhava Javiha Bhakti Janava Nirvaradha Bhakti Janava LavaAshodhananandana Prajajanarandana Munatira Munatira AchaJai Radha Madhava.Gopi Jana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Prajajana Ranjana Atira Yamunatira ChaJai Radha Madhava. I have text number 13. All right. Your son, she's done.
It begins with Anubhyascha.
Text number 13, right? Chapter 8?
Yes.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Okay. This is chapter 11, Canto 11, chapter 8, verse 13. I'll do the word for word.
Ada
with the foot. I'll be even.
甚至
You let him, a young girl.
一个年轻的女孩
Take shoe, a saintly mendicant.
一位圣洁的乞丐
Nah, not.
不
Reshet, touch, good touch.
应当触碰。
Dadavim, made of wood.
用木头、木质的。
Api, even.
甚至。
Reshan, touching.
触碰。
Kari, the elephant.
大象
Eva, like
象
Vadyata becomes captured
变得被迷惑
Karinya of the she elephant
母象
Anga Sangata by contact with the body.
由于跟躯体的接触。
Adapti Yogatim Bhikshur Nasrishad Dadavimapi Sprishan Kariva Vajeta Karinya Anga Sangata Adapti Yogatim Bhikshur Nasrishad Dadavimapi SprishanKariva Vajeta Karinya Anga Sangata Padapi Yuvatim Bhikshur Nasprishad Dadavim Api Sprishan Kariva Vajeta Karinya Anga Sangata Padapi Yuvatim Bhikshur Nasprishad Dadavim Api SprishanKariva Vajeta Karinya Sangha Anga Sangata Tadapi Yuvatim Prishit Tadapi Yuvatim Bhikshur Nasprishat Dadavimapi Sprishan Kariva Vajeta Karinya Anga Sangata
Padapi Yuvatim Bhikshur Nasprishet Dharavimapi Sprishan Kariva Badyeta Karinya Anga Sangata
Saintly person should never touch a young girl. That he should not even let his foot touch a foot in the shape of a woman. By bodily contact, he will surely be captured by illusion. This is the elephant is captured by the shield because he wants to touch her body.
文，圣人不该触碰年轻姑娘，事实上，他甚至不该用他的足触碰木质的女人形象的玩具。一旦跟女人有身体接触，他势必被幻象俘获，如同公象想要触碰母象的身体，所以为之吸引。
Elephants are captured in jungle in the following way. Large hole is dug and then covered over with grass, leaves, and mud. So on. Then a she elephant is exhibited in front of the male, who chases after her with lusty desires and falls into the hole and is captured. Lesson to be learned from the elephant is that the desire to touch the sin of the that to relish the touch sensation is the cause of ruining one's life. An intelligent person, noting the elephant's great propensity to sport with the she-elephant, will take this excellent example to heart. Therefore, somehow or other, one should avoid being cheated by the allurement of the sensuous form of a woman. One should not allow one's mind to be lost in lusty dreams of sex pleasure. There are various types of sense gratification to be enjoyed between men and women, including speaking, contemplating, touching, sex, intercourse, etc. And all these constitute the network of illusion by which one is helplessly bound like an animal. Somehow or other, one should remain aloof from sense gratification in the form of sex pleasure. Otherwise, there's no possibility of understanding.
要指用以下的方法便可捕获到丛林里的大象，先挖一个大坑，进而盖上草、树叶、泥巴等，然后把一头母象放在为之心动的公象眼前，于是公象落入陷阱，从而被俘。从公象身上吸取的教训是津津有味的品味触觉的这种欲望必然想会遭致毁灭。智者注意到公象喜欢跟母象戏谑的巨大倾向，所以把这个精妙的例子谨记于心。因此，人无论如何都该避免被美丽女人的形体诱惑，以免上当受骗。人不该放纵自己沉溺在追逐性享乐的迷梦中，男欢女爱的感官享乐形形色色，比如交谈、凝视、抚摸、性交等等，所有这些组成使人像动物一样绝望被俘的被俘的幻象罗网住。不管怎样，人该远离性快乐形式的感官享受，不然无法了解灵性世界。 Finish.
Omagana Nirvandasya Tanangana Shalakaya Chaksurumilita Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Chaitanya Nopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Tamayam Dati Swa. Deham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sajajatam Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sajetam Savadutam Vijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana La Laita Shri Vishakanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutta Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Amaniti Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschacha Desa Karine. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhulayeshim Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Namane Namo Varshavana Videvi Dayataya Kripavdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhavave Namaha Madhu Jojila Premaja Shri Rupanuga Bhaktita Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Rup Vigrahaya Namaste Namaste Gauravani Shrimurtaye Dinatarane Rupanuga Viruda Apasiddhanta Dvanta Karani Namo Gaurakishoraya Satchitvai Ragyamurtaye Vipralambar Vasambode Padambu Jaya Te Namaha Om Bhakti Vinodaya Satchit Ananda Namani Tigora Karuna Shakti Rupanuga Tora Virbhave Bhume Shkam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannath Ayate Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Trishe Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopi Kak Kanta Radha Kanta Kapta Kanchana Gaurani Hera Vrindavani Shadi Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Nara Shivasadi Gaur Hare Krishna 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 Hare of course, touch is, you know, one of the senses. We have smell and sight and hearing and touch. All of them can have a different effect on the consciousness.
触觉是感觉之一, 其他的还有包括嗅觉、视觉、听觉, 这些都会影响我们的知觉。
So, this particular few verses talking more about the touch. Sex life is touch. It includes other things.
这几个诗节呢，主要谈的是触觉。 性生活男欢女爱 它主要是跟触觉有关系的
We see something that looks nice if it's cool and soft or whatever we might want to touch it
当我们看见一个特别美丽的然后特别棒的特别柔软的这个事物呢我们就想去触碰
I've seen advertisements for shampoo and hair dressing things, and it says, you know, that everybody will want to touch your hair.
我见就有这种广告啊，是那个洗发水香波广告，这广告上的那个意思就是说，如果你用了这种洗发香波的话，那么你这个头发就会特别引人，想要触碰。
And the touch is the skin, and it's all over your whole body anywhere. You
know? 触觉，yes. 我们全身其实最大的器官是皮肤，所以这个触觉呢，它是皮肤接触导致的。
Of course, the saintly person is sitting touching a young girl, of course. because the girl will get disturbed one way or another, and the man will get agitated.
圣人呢，不应该触碰一个年轻的姑娘，因为呢，这会打扰她，会让这个圣人感到激动。
Anyway, so a simple thing, the elephants captured, different animals get captured by different ways. Right?
Yeah.
Different senses are everything.
Yes. 所以包括大象在内的不同的动物呢，它是通过不同的方法而被猎人、被人们捕获的。 它会使应用到动物的各种感觉器官的弱点。Like
a fish, their tongue is very, so they put some food on the hook. Fish tries to eat the food and it gets hooked. Right?
Yes. 比如说鱼类，它们呢，就是。 他们的味觉特别敏感，所以呢，那些渔夫就会在那鱼钩上挂上这个诱饵，引鱼上钩。The
deer, well, they play some nice music, and the deer stops to listen to the music, and then they can shoot them.
那些鹿儿们，他们特别的。 喜欢听音乐，一听到这个动人的音乐呢，他们就会停驻足不前，然后这样呢，猎人呢就会射杀他们。
The human is strong in all the senses, so we have to be careful.
人类的各个感官都很强壮，所以我们人类要很小心。
Any one of the senses can drag you away from, you know, proper thing.
任何一个感官呢，都可能会把人拽向别的地方，引人偏离正确的道路。
It's warning very strongly that even you shouldn't touch your foot to a wooden statue of a woman, very unlikely that one would do that, but just to show how powerful it is.
圣人呢，甚至都不应该用足触碰一个女人的玩偶的形象。一般来说呢，这个女性的玩偶的形象是不太有可能引起人的打扰人的。 但是这就表明了，这是多么有力量。Like
Ajamil, he was a nice Brahmin boy his whole life. He just saw some low-class man and woman embracing in public, and he got all disturbed and attracted to that woman just from seeing him.
他詹米是这么，他年轻的时候是一个非常温文尔雅的，温文尔雅的婆罗门男孩，优秀的婆罗门男孩，只是因为看了一个梳着男子，就是醉醺醺的拥抱一个女子的这个形象呢，他就受到了打扰，就被吸引了，就是因为视觉。
But a devotee, you know, has a higher taste.
奉献者，like
Haridas Thakur, even though the most beautiful prostitute, even Maya Devi herself, trying to seduce him, he wasn't interested. Because he was experiencing Krishna.
奉献者因为有高品位，所以即便就是比如说像哈尔达斯塔库，甚至是玛雅德维本人去引诱他，因为他对 Krishna 有了体验，所以能够拒之于门外。
So that's what we really have to work on is to, you know, be remembering Krishna.
记住我们努力的目标，就是要记住 Krishna.
We'll automatically avoid the other things because we're remembering Krishna.
因为我们始终记住 Krishna, 自动的就会避免这些陷阱。
That, of course, begins by chanting, by reading Bhagavad Gita. You know, we get all these questions, how can I do this, how can I give up that? By practicing regularly, I just was reading a new book, a wonderful book, from so many different Prabhupada disciples and ladies, and they're just remembering Prabhupada, what Prabhupada taught them, what he told them.
那这就起于规范修行、念诵、读薄伽梵歌。我最近读了一本书呢，是由帕帕德的门徒写的，他们对帕帕德的回忆，帕帕德给他们什么教导，帕帕是怎么样跟他们说话的。
But, you know, if we're trying to be negative, I won't do this, I won't do that, we think about that thing all the time. But if we're just always chanting, reading Bhagavad Gita, so all these devotees, Prabhupada talked to them, some of them they only once or twice, but the first thing he said was, if you chant your 16 rounds every day, and you follow the principles, you'll go back to Godhead in this life. Prabhupada's special mercy.
所以有那些负面的规则啊，就告诉我们不应该做这，不应该做那个。但是我们外在的不去做，但是想着这也不行。所以只要我们去念诵、去读书，就大有注意。有的奉献者呢，他们见过帕帕的只有一两次，但是帕帕告诉他们，只要你们每天念16圈，然后遵守规范原则，你们在这一生就能回归神手，这就是帕帕特殊的仁慈。
So let's read another verse because it goes right together in the next one.
我们再读下个时节。
Nadi gachat sriyam pragya kari chin mitchum atmanaha vala dikai sahanyeta gajayar anyayar gajoyata. A man possessing intelligent discrimination should not, under any circumstances, try to exploit the beautiful form of a woman for his sense gratification. This is an elephant trying to enjoy a she-elephant is killed by other elephants also trying to enjoy. One trying to enjoy a lady's company can at any moment be killed by her other lovers who are stronger than he is.
译文：睿智明达之人在任何时候都不该试图利用女人美丽的形体满足自己的感官，就如一头设法享受母象的公象被同时享受母象陪伴的公象所杀， 千方百计享受女人陪伴的人，随时会死在强过他的其他追求者的手中。
So this happens, illicit people, they're trying to enjoy, they fight over women, they get killed. But even there's been huge wars in history just over women.
这种事就会发生在那些有享受非法性的人们身上，他们试图彼此的残杀。
Right.
在历史上呢，就有战争。
He tried. He wanted to enjoy Sita, so not only did he get killed, but his entire kingdom got killed, and all his family members and everybody.
Ravana 想要享受 Sita， 他自己被杀了不说吧，他整个家族都因此而遭到毁灭了。
That there's deaths in our history, but even in world history, the famous Roys in Greece, Helen of Troy, many stories over a beautiful woman. Wars were started.
在希腊神话当中呢，就有那个海伦。
就
希腊神话当中那个就是因为那个女子女人而发生一场那个大战。
So, her point. Just like one is enchanted by the beautiful form of a woman, many other men will also be enchanted, and there is danger that they will be stronger than ones may even jealously kill one.
要指就像一个被女人的形象吸引，许多男人也为之心醉神迷，所以存在着强者甚至会愤怒地杀死情敌的危险。
Crimes of passion are extremely common. This is another disadvantage of material life.
因冲动而犯罪的事情屡见不鲜，这是物质生命的另一个不利情况。
Okay, so this chapter is really about, how the world is not such a Nice, giving a lot of examples.
这一章呢，讲的就是说，这个世界真的不是什么好地方，就举了种种的例子。
That's how the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam go together. Bhagavad Gita will tell you the material world is miserable.Temporary. Then the Bhagavatam has all the examples of that, proving it, illustrating.
罗家梵歌呢，就用哲学上就讲清了这个道理。这个世界上是一个悲惨的短暂之地，而圣典佛教法坛是通过例子来证明了这一点。
Yeah, I'm going to go one more verse. The greedy person accumulates a large quantity of money with great struggle and pain, but the person who has struggled so much to acquire the wealth.It's not always allowed to enjoy it or give it in charity. Greedy man is like a bee who struggles to produce a large quantity of honey, which is stolen by the man who will enjoy it. Sell it. No matter how careful one hides his hard-earned wealth, he tries to protect it. There are others who are expert in detecting the whereabouts of valuable things. Stealing.
译文：贪婪之人千辛万苦累积财富，可是如此历尽千辛谋求，谋财求利的人不一定会亲自享受财富，或者把财富布施给他人。贪婪之人，俨如使劲酿出大量蜂蜜的蜜蜂，他的蜜后来被想要独自享受，或者将其卖给别人的人盗走。无论一个人如何小心翼翼地隐藏辛辛苦苦挣来的钱财，想办法加以保护，仍一直存在着，总有擅长发现宝物存在之处的惯贼将其偷走。
One may argue that a wealthy man may conceal his money so expertly by investing in banks, stocks, properties, and so on. It's no longer a danger of theft. Only foolish people actually hide money by burying it in the ground or placing it under a mattress. Despite the fact that the majority of the world's wealth has been accumulated in highly developed capitalist countries, these countries are being severely challenged by many enemies who threaten that at any moment to overrun the capitalists and steal their wealth. Similarly, we often find that the children of wealthy people are kidnapped, and then their parents must pay huge ransoms. Sometimes the parents themselves may also be kidnapped. Furthermore, there are so-called investment counselors who are expert in stealing money of rich people. And in the modern age, governments also have become expert in stealing money by taxation.
要指，有人或许争辩说，富人会把钱财藏得严严实实，要么存入银行、买股票或购置房产，怎么会有被盗的危险存在呢？只有愚蠢之人才会把钱埋在地里或藏在枕头下。尽管世上绝大多数财富已经集中在高度发达的资本主义国家手中，但这些国家却随时受到扬言要打垮资本家、窃取他们财富的许多敌对分子严重挑衅。同样，我们经常发现富人的孩子遭绑架，父母不得不拿出巨额赎金，有时父母也遭人绑架。此外，还有关于窃取富人财富的所谓投资顾问，在当今年代，政府也变得惯于通过征税偷盗钱财。Finish 吗？Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.哦，那边掉线吗？
没有，等一会儿。
OK.
So the Bhagavatam predicts in the 12th canto that the government in Kali Yuga be expert at taxation. They're very clever about it.
室内博加尔大谈第二十二篇就预言说，这个卡利林的政府都特别擅长征收税款。
So gambling has a very high tax.
赌博行业呢，就是收税很高。
And they call it voluntary tax because people don't care. They want to gamble, so they don't care.
这被称之为自动的自愿的收税，因为这些赌徒他们不在乎。
Then they lower some other tax, make the people feel better because they're getting so much tax from the gambling and the whiskey and the cigarettes.
政府会从这些赌博行业或者是贩卖酒类的行业当中收许多税款，这样人们呢心里就会好受一点。
So one way or other, some people of course get rich, but at the time of death, they lose it all.
有些人呢，他们有些富人呢，他们有大量的钱财，可是死亡来临的时候呢，他们就在死亡之际就失去了这一切。
Some people they put money in a secret bank, like in Switzerland or something.
还有人把钱存在秘密银行，比如说瑞士银行。
But then they die, and nobody knows that that money's there. So the government of that country gets the money.
等这些人死了之后，都没有人知道钱财存在了那里，所以呢，政府就会将这笔钱都上缴到国库。
They can't use it. Family can't use it either. Nobody.
他们自己也是用。没办法享用这些钱财，连他们的家人也无法享受。
So, the word art of it, more reading, indicates one who by hook or by crook
Art of it 一词指
stealing the hard-earned wealth of other people. The bees work frantically to produce honey, but they will not enjoy the honey. Michu Sarvaharas Jaham, I will come as death and steal everything. Somehow or other, one's hard-earned material wealth will be stolen. Therefore, as mentioned in this verse, one should not work uselessly like the foolish bee.
因此 ,art of it 一词指的是惯于不择手段偷取他人辛苦赚来钱财的人蜜蜂疯狂劳作为了酿蜜可是却享用不到他们自己酿的蜜正如主 Krishna 说 Mritu Sarvaharas Chaham, 我将以死亡的人格到来盗走一切不管怎样人辛苦。
Cleverly, someone is hiding their money. They can enjoy it anyway. The best we have, Robin, is a perfect example. He had so much, but he wasn't satisfied anyway.
Robin 呢就给我们一个很好的教训。他什么都不缺，但是呢，他还是不满足。
He's so lusty and he wanted Sita, which was the biggest mistake because she's the goddess of fortune. She belongs to Krishna, to mom.
Ravana, 他色欲冲天，他竟然想要享受性女神 Sita. 而 Sita 呢是属于 Krishna, 属于 Rama 的。
So that fits in with the thing about the wealth. You can't really enjoy the wealth.Wealth, no matter what, and also the lusty, his lust killed him. He was so lusty.
这就正是验证了一句话，即便一个人很富有，他也不一定能享受。Ravana 呢，他太色欲了，他结果就被因为他的色欲而被杀，遭到杀身之祸。
So that killed him. Not only him, but his whole dynasty. Everyone was killed just because he was so lusty. Couldn't be satisfied.
正是因为 Ravana 这种贪得无厌的这个永无厌足的色欲呢，他自己就 遭到杀身之祸，连同他的家族也毁灭了。
So that's another thing that happens when someone is thinking that satisfaction will come from external, you know, possessions. They just want more and more and more until finally it just kills them. Steal another man's wife.They cheat someone that's more powerful than them. Or they get elected and get killed because someone wants their job. So many things happen.
这正是另外一个例子，表明无论一个人外在有多么富有，他有多少拥有物，但是呢，他想要更多更多的，结果他就因此而遭到杀身之祸。有的人想要别人的妻子，有的人想欺骗比自己更强的人，有的人呢，因竞选在竞选当中呢被杀。
So most of us are not, you know, we can see that there's so many people. China at the moment, I guess it's.One of the most countries where people are mad after getting more and more wealth and more cars and the right clothes and all those things. And then there's more suicide, more depression like other countries. People are not satisfied. They're working harder and harder to get more things and they just want more and more until they can't do it.
现在中国呢，就是现在人们都想要赚更多的钱，想要变得更富有，想要更多的车，想要更多的衣服，他们想要更多更多的，结果呢，却反而有更高的自杀率，有更多的人患上抑郁症。
All right, so we'll leave it at that and see what kind of questions come today.
好，那我们讲课部分就到此，看一下问题。
Hare Krishna,
yeah.
我们暂时先没有提问，稍等一下好吗？刚刚放心的。那我在这里想请问姑妈大家请教您，在您刚刚讲到就是现在的抑郁症特别多。在休息我们 Krishna 知觉的这个过程当中，念诵 Hare Krishna Mantra 对抑郁症的这种治疗是否有非常好的效果呢？
So Sumuki Radhamanaji asked a question. Now there are so many cases of depression. So if one practice by chanting Hare Krishna, will that be beneficial to cure the depression?
Well, if we could chant purely, you know, of course, it can cure every definitely help if somebody can really. Sometimes devotees are doing everything, but they still get the present. The previous life was so bad. Either this life, even or their childhood, they can't get free from it. So they, sometimes we need.Professional help because there are doctors who know how to deal with it.
如果他们能纯粹的念诵的话，当然可以。有的时候，但有的时候呢，即便是奉献者，他们由于他们的前世，或者是由于他们作为还是孩子的时候的经验，就使得他们患上了抑郁症。在这时候，他们是需要一些专业的医生的帮助的。
好的，谢谢Guru Maharaja的指导。我还想问一下，就是像对于感官的这种控制，我们现在就是遵守声和居士要求肯定不一样，那么像在家的这些居士们不可能跟自己的家人没有任何的这种身体的接触啊之类的，我们应该怎么样来做好这方面的规范呢？若不影响我们跟家人的这种亲密的关系。
So as far as the sense control is concerned, so there are difference between grihastha and brahmachari. So between family members, there will be some contact, bodily contact between family members. So how can we do good, carry out our rules and regulation nicely, and at the same time, do not affect relationship with family members?
That's why we have to be spiritually strong so we're not bothered by these things.
正是因为这个原因，我们需要在灵性上很强大，这样就不会被这些事物所打扰。
That's a special feature about being attached to Krishna. Because even you ride the subway, you know, you bump into so many people. But it doesn't bother you so much. There's different, you know. But some men, and I don't know, and I know in Japan, they have warning to the girl, look out, because there's some men that will try to grab you and touch you. But generally, you know, if we're spiritually strong, then we won't get so much with bewildered. I don't know how it is. In some countries, you know, like when I'm at my sister, she just grabs me and starts hugging. You know, what can I can't just say push her away. You just have to chant Hare Krishna. Just for a few seconds. It's not like you're just all the time holding hands and sleeping in the same bed and everything.
You mean your younger sister want to,
Yeah, the sister, it happens to many devotees, or your mother, you know,
yes.
They just come and they want a hug. That's the normal thing they do.
Yes.
So we just have to say, okay, I'm not this body, but you know, Hare Krishna. We won't. It's not a breaking the rules or anything. If we go around looking for it, that's another thing. You know.
Okay. 所以就是说我们就比如说这种身体的接触呢，有时候是不可避免的。比如说我们在地铁上呢，人挤人，很容易就会相互触碰。还有呢，就妈妈说，她自己的妹妹有的时候都会就是拥抱自己的哥哥呀，就这样子。而像有的时候妈妈呢，就会想要抱一抱自己的儿子啊，就这种的，这是很就是常见的事情。但是呢，无奉献者他们不会受到迷惑。他们就他们会说我不是这个身体 Hare Krishna。 OK，
您看到他的头上来了。
然后第一个问题是来自于 Baradaishvara Devadasi。顶拜孤儿莲花族，当别人管您借钱时，怎样用 Krishna 直觉来判断借还是不借呢？ 谢谢老师。So Mataji pays obeisance to your lotus feet, and she asks, when others want to borrow money from us, so how to judge whether should we lend money to others by using our Krishna consciousness?
Again.
So, because sometimes others will borrow money from us. So how can we judge whether should we lend money to others by using our Krishna consciousness to discriminate whether to lend money or not?
That's very difficult. I tell devotees, you know, if you're going to lend money to someone, you should be ready to lose it.
这个很难。我告诉奉献者，如果你打算借钱给别人的话，那你就要接受就是这笔钱回不来的这种情况。
Because different things can happen. Sometimes somebody's actually cheating and they borrow the money and they never pay back.
有的时候，有的人他们就是骗人，他们借了钱然后就永远不会还。
Sometimes someone's very sincere.And they want to pay back, but for some reason they can't. They never make any money. Everything goes wrong in their life. So when you loan money, you have to be ready that you might lose it.
有的呢是很真诚的，但是呢他们就是没办法赚钱，所以也不能还钱。所以如果你要是借钱给别人的话，那你就要做好失去这笔钱的打算，准备。
You should make a contract, you know, make sure that there's a witness and the person signs a letter, I will pay you back, I borrowed this much, and somebody else witnessed that this is what happened. So I've been cheated by a devotee. Borrow money and say, I thought you were donating. It has to be business-like. You have to do it in a business-like way. If you're going to do it.
如果你要打算借钱的话，那就应该是按照商业模式来去借。因为玛莎说她自己就曾经在借钱这件事上受到被另外一个奉献者所欺骗，所以最好是签一个合同，有证人在场。证明确实发生了这个借贷关系，最好是有那个签字啊什么的，就是应该是有一种就是按照就是这个借钱这个正规的借钱的程序走。
Okay. Be very careful.
所以借钱要小心啊。
Don't loan money that can't afford to lose. Because it happens. The person sometimes has every good intention to pay back, but for some reason they can't.
所以你借出的钱一定是你能够在你能够就是承受的范围之内，就是你能够承受失去这笔钱，你就借出这笔钱，它的数量一定是应该是在你能够承受失去这笔钱的范围之内。因为有的人他就是 特别想还钱，但他就是还不上。The next one, Mar.
Yes.
下一个问题是来自于陈娟，顶拜 Gurudev， 感谢主播。快乐和痛苦是心意虚构的吗？怎样理解？它又是业报反应呢？So, obeisance Gurudev.
Yeah.
Happiness. Yes. She asked, dukkha and sukha, is it the imaginary, so, imagination of the mind? So how can we understand it is also a karmic reaction?
Can you repeat that? Sorry,
yes.
There's a lot of noise outside, so I don't always catch anything.
Sometimes, they're also cracking on your side, Maharaj. So, I'll repeat the questions. So, the question is that, is it a fiction, an imagination of the mind concerning with the happiness and pain?
Yeah, everything depends on mind. What makes you happy might make someone else not happy. You know, what you like, someone else doesn't like. It's the mind. So Krishna, we want to look for pleasure in Krishna, not in external things, not in the body and the mind. We want to go beyond the mind.
So, 这个喜好啊什么的，这个喜欢不喜欢啊，这是心意的作用。你喜欢的，别人不喜欢；别人喜欢，你不喜欢。所以我们一定要从 Krishna 那里得到快乐，而不是从外在的躯体心意，像这些寻求快乐，要超越躯体心意。So she continued to ask.How can we understand that happiness and pain is also a karma?
Everything is karma. Well, for a devotee, it's Krishna. But karma is a factor. We have a particular body due to our karma. So our body may be susceptible to different...things more than others, you know, that we have this particular type of body and we have particular perceptions due to karma, but we can change those things.
因为我们有特定类型的躯体，所以就会受制于就是特定类型的这个就是我们会容易受到某些事物的影响，但是这个 karma 是可以改变的。
Krishna is in charge of the karma, so you can't separate it from Krishna.
Krishna 他掌管着 karma 业报，你不能把 karma 和 Krishna 分开。
The thing is, the pleasure and the pain is. Comes and it goes. Both pain comes, pain goes. Pleasure comes, pleasure goes. Nothing is permanent. So the idea is to not be attached to those kind of pleasures, but seek the pleasure of the within of Krishna, connecting with Krishna, connecting with the soul.
问题就在于快乐和痛苦时来不时去，短暂不恒，所以。要不依附这些快乐，而要寻求内在的快乐，寻求 Krishna， 要跟灵魂连接在一起，要跟 Krishna 连接在一起。
Okay? So how can we? Everything answered, chant 16 rounds every day, read the Bhagavad Gita every day, hopefully associate with devotees. Someone asked about depression. So medically, many of the things that they recommend is automatically part of a devotee's life. Getting up early, taking bath, being clean, praying. It's all, you know, natural life of a devotee. So we'll definitely minimize, you know, mental distress. But some cases it's very deep rooted. Sometimes it's a ghost problem that you never know for sure. But of course, absolutely pure chanting will cure anything. But we have some people can't chant because their mind is so disturbed. So they need help.
So, you need to read 16 rounds, read Bodhya, sing, best have a 就是像我们的奉献的这种习惯啊，早起啊，沐浴，然后保持清洁，祈祷，这种自然而然的这种奉献者习惯，就能减少心意的烦恼。但有一些痛苦呢是根深蒂固的，或者有一些是来自于这种鬼魂的打扰，这也不一定。但是纯粹的唱诵肯定是有帮助的，但是有的人他心意被打扰太厉害，他甚至没办法唱诵，他是需要帮助的。
All right.
Oh, 我们看下一个问题，来自于昌恰拉德维达西。Hare Krishna, Dimba Maharaj.刚才您讲到哈尔达斯塔库面对玛雅 David 的考验不为所动，请问古鲁，我们如何也能变强大到面对玛雅的考验不为所动呢？ So Chanchala David does ask pay obeisance to you Maharaj, and you mentioned in your lecture that ハルダスタクル was not disturbed even in front of Maya DavidSo, how can we also become strong enough that we are not disturbed in front of the test of Maya?
By being attached to Krishna. That's the whole thing. That's what our whole practice is meant for. To keep us busy a lot, because chanting so many rounds every day takes time, and...You know, trying to remember Krishna, having some classes. So that's how we get strong.
就通过依附变得依附 Krishna. 所以我们关键就是修行啊，忙着唱诵啊，意念 Krishna 啊，听讲课呀，这会让我们变得非常强大。
That's the thing with all these, how can we? You just have to, just like, how can you walk up the stairs? You walk one step at a time. You just keep climbing. You get up to the top, right?
So, 对这些这个如何的问题，就像我们爬楼梯一样，那一步一步的往上走，直到爬到顶端，对吧？
But if you stop all the time, then it takes much longer.
但如果你一会儿停歇歇的，这就需要很长时间才能爬到楼梯的顶端。
And then if we surrender to Krishna, then it's like we get on the electric stair and we get to the top very easily. Krishna will just take you there. After really surrender, then you have to really beg Krishna, please let me go, let me, you know, change, let me get rid of all this narratives.
但如果我们乘电梯的话，我们臣服的话，就好像是我们乘坐了一架电梯，我们就 可以很快的到达这个楼顶，所以我们要向 Krishna 恳求 Krishna， 请让我改变，请去除我的 Anatta。
Alright.
这样的回答可以吗？
No, we just have to, all of us have to keep repeating to ourselves and to others, chant your rounds every day and beg to be attentive and crying out to Krishna for service. And that way we get purified, and then when we're purified,We're not so much affected by the dirty things of the world.
所以呢，我们总是重复，要念诵，专心的祈祷，要去哭求着得到服务。如果我们得到很多的服务，就会被净化。当我们净化了，就自然而然的不受到影响了。
Right.
对吧？
So a very poor person, a homeless person, maybe they'll eat from the garbage. Find a little something in the garbage and they'll be happy to eat that. But if you're, you know, eating in a very nice restaurant and someone offers some old bread from the garbage, you don't want that. But a very hungry person would want it.So we want to get the more and more desire for Krishna. And then the other things, they're not interested. We have Krishna.
这个比喻，这个有一个类比，就好像一个无家可归的流浪汉啊，穷人，他会从那个垃圾堆里翻食物吃。但如果一个人呢，他那个能够下得起馆子到饭馆里吃饭。别人如果给他一块面包，他根本就不屑一顾。同样的呢，就是我们应该是为了 Krishna， 我们的愿望都应该指向 Krishna， 这样呢，其他的事物呢，对我们都不感，我们就不感兴趣了。
Okay，Krishna Krishna 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 Krishna， Hey Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam。Even Lord Chaitanya is praying like that. O Rama of the Raghu dynasty, protect me, Rakshama, please protect me. We don't have to be protected from, you know, physical attack and demons like that, but we have to be protected from, you know, forgetting Krishna.
所以主彩丹尼亚都会唱这首歌。Krishna, Krishna, 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 Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, 保护我 ，Rama Raghava 保护我。我们祈求的并不是具体受到，不会被攻击啊。我们祈求的是让我们得到保护，不会忘记 Krishna。
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima, is basically the same thing.Rescue me. Raksha means protect me, and Pahe means rescue me. Get me out of Maya. Please, pull me out.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava. Rakshaman, Raksham, 就是保护。Pahiman 是拯救。拯救什么呢？保护什么呢？保护我们免于玛雅，要把我们从玛雅当中给拽出来。Okay, the next one.
All right.Any more questions?
Yes, there are two more questions, Mara.
Okay.
下一个是来自于刀吉大师，顶拜 Guru Maharaj 莲花祖， 请问咕噜，生活中如果总有亲戚朋友借钱，作为奉献者怎样处理和对待这样的事情呢？干咕噜 ，so， obeisance to the lotus feet of Guru Mara， if there are always some relatives and friends that ask that want to borrow money from us。As devotee, how to deal with situation? How to understand and deal with this situation?
I didn't hear the whole question. I have to put the headphone in.
Hare Krishna. How about now?
Okay, now I can hear.
Okay. So the question is that in this devotee's life, there are always some relatives and friends that want to borrow money from her. So as devotee, she's a devotee, so how can she deal with these things, and how to understand why this happened?
I do not recommend loaning money to anybody.
Okay.
Like I said, it can ruin a friendship if they don't pay back, and if they somehow they're not able to pay back, but you want it back, you need it, it can cause so much trouble. That person should work and get some money. Why they have to borrow from you? Say, I'm sorry, I cannot afford it.
OK， 所以妈妈不建议借钱给别人，这会破坏友谊。如果那个对方呢不还，是还不起，而你又需要的时候呢，这就导致了会有麻烦。那个人他应该去工作赚钱，他为什么要来借钱呢？你可以跟他说对不起，我没办法借给你，我没办法借给你。
Best thing is to say, I'm sorry, but I can't, you know, because someone will say, oh, go to her, she loaned me money, and then pretty soon so many people borrow money and you don't have any. Not a good idea. Devotees should work and get their own money. It's another thing if somebody, you know, had a big accident and is in the hospital and they need some money or something. There may be some special circumstance, but in general, no. It's too much, you know, it can cause so much trouble. Makes people even give up Krishna consciousness sometimes because they loan money to a devotee and the devotee doesn't pay back, and then they think devotees are no good. All right?
OK， 所以呢，最好就是要，对方他应该去工作赚钱，然后呢，他不应该去借钱，除非是有那种意外情况出例外事件了，然后住院啊这种特殊的情况，一般来说就是要拒绝，一口回绝。有的情况，有的人呢。有的时候是奉献者向别人借了钱，然后又还不起，这就使人对奉献者有非常不好的那个印象。奉献者应该工作，不该管人借钱。
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The last one. 昌城。OK， 哈尔克什纳再次顶拜姑妈儿，嗯，感恩。我们当地有一个风爱瑜伽中心出现维持不下去的问题，想请求您给一些指导和训示。So Hare Krishna, this devotee, they have a local yoga center, Bhakti yoga center. But now it's very difficult to maintain the center. So she begged to you to give her some instruction and guidance.
There are so many devotees who have yoga centers. Ask one of them.
有很多奉献者都有自己的瑜伽中心，您可以问一下他们其中的一位。
All right, and ask if Prince Shakti or, you know, there's so many have their own yoga center and they know how to take care, how to do it, and how to be Krishna conscious at the same time.
就是奉献者当中呢不乏开设了 Krishna 知觉的瑜伽中心这种实例，你可以向他们去借鉴经验。如何维持一个 Krishna 知觉的瑜伽中心，同时又维持自己的 Krishna 知觉。
OK，
非常感谢 Guru Maharaj 的指导，现在没有其他的问题了。
Thank you for your guidance. Now there is no more questions, Maharaj.
OK, well, thank you. That's pretty good. That's normal time. Thank you very much. And you know.In the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the answers and questions both. Good questions. We don't even know the really good questions to ask. But, okay. Gauranga, Haribol, thank you very much.